This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
It is a divided country, but not on every issue. On Election Day, people in four states voted to raise the minimum wage. The pay hikes all won by wide margins, meaning the issue drew support from both Trump and Clinton voters. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports on where things stand for minimum wage policy in America and what the future looks like for low-income Americans.
Low-wage workers in Arizona, Colorado, Maine, and Washington State will get raises, gradually rising to $12 by 2020 and $13.50 in Washington. That puts them well ahead of the current federal minimum of $7.25 an hour, the ceiling for 2.6 million people. Satyam Pandey is an economist at S&P Global.
These folks who are earning at that rate cannot get by that easily. It's not a good standard of life at that wage rate.
There are various ways to calculate this, but his math says a federal minimum wage that keeps up with inflation should be about $11. Republican congressional leaders have shown little interest in going there. A common argument is that'll increase business expenses, forcing them to lay people off. Economist Aaron Dubay is one of the researchers who did side-by-side comparisons of states with different minimum wages.
What we found is that there's very little impact when it came to jobs.
It's not clear why businesses dealing with a wage hike didn't seem to cut jobs overall. There's evidence workers who got raises were less likely to quit, reducing turnover costs. They may have worked harder in a way that increased profits, and the businesses could have raised prices.
Clearly, there will come a point where the minimum wage increases may start to impact employment more than it has in the past. In my experience, and based on my reading of the literature, we're not there yet.
There's another school of thought which says minimum wage hikes are the wrong tool to help low-income Americans because some of the benefits go to other folks. Think middle-class teens and part-time jobs. American Enterprise Institute labor economist Michael Strain favors a different approach.
So if your goal is to help the working poor, if your goal is to lift people out of poverty, there's a really good option that we can turn to, which is expanding the earned income tax credit.
There's bipartisan interest in doing just that, so we may hear more about the tax credit next year. And keep in mind, as the economy has strengthened, a smaller share of Americans are working at the minimum wage. That means companies are feeling the heat and raising pay to keep workers. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.